Read the questions.
Kendra and her husband and their two kids moved back to Boston, and it wasn't going great for her. She's a teacher, but hadn't found a teaching job yet, so she did odd jobs. A little thing at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. She worked as an usher for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which, can I say, these are like the kind of Boston-specific jobs you would give a character who moved to Boston in a bad movie.
Like, the only thing I wasn't doing is, like, selling foam fingers at Fenway Park, and I made, like, very little money.
She was actually pretty depressed, just dragging herself through the motions of living, not looking forward to anything.
I would wake up in the morning and feel sort of irritated, like, oh, this again. I went to work and I would put a smile on my face, but I oftentimes would not hear anything anyone said to me.
So she's 4 months into this new downer of her life, and she gets off work, and it's April, one of the first bright sunny days after a long dark winter. And she's excited to take her dog Skylar to Wollaston Beach near her house on this pretty day.
We started walking. I let her off leash because she really wanted to splash around, and she was just frolicking, and I saw her moving closer to the water, and I realized my feet were starting to sink. Then I was attempting to pull that foot out, and then my other foot started to sink, and I realized I was not hitting a hard bottom. There was no one to call or cry, and I'm not a tall woman. So, like, for me to start sinking, I was, like, practically up to my thighs in this muddy, sandy, watery mixture very quickly.
Very quickly, like, how quick?
I would say maybe the whole gravitational pull down into the sand was 30 seconds. It could have been 3 minutes for all I know, because time just slowed down.
As she struggled to yank her feet up, she realized the mud and sand and water formed a kind of seal around her boot, holding it down, making it too heavy to lift. She thought to herself, am I about to break a bone, pulling my leg out? Am I trapped? Quicksand, she thought. I'm in quicksand in Massachusetts. And apparently, when you find yourself sinking in quicksand, not on a tropical island or a jungle, not when you're poking around some ancient ruins, raiding the lost tombs of dead pharaohs in an old movie, but when it happens just like a 10-minute drive from your own house on a beach in Quincy, Massachusetts, 9 minutes from one Dunkin' Donuts and 8 minutes from another, the thought that inevitably goes through your head in that situation is, seriously? Her cell phone was in the car. The beach was deserted, except for her dog, who was romping around happily, no one to save her. And then this thing happened. Kendra says she's somebody who usually has a hard time expressing it when she's angry. But now, this wave of pure rage shot through her. Rage and outrage, just erupting.
I was so, like, you know what? Like, I can't freaking believe, like, this is how my day is gonna go. Like, no, you are not gonna ruin my day, sand.
And with that burst of Hulk-like fury, she moves into action. She's like, quicksand? No problem. I will embrace the ridiculous awfulness of the situation, and I will make something happen right now. And she starts squirming around this way and that.
I started to lean backwards. And at that point, when I leaned back, I was still sinking, but I was hoping that I could sort of just wiggle out of my boots, and that my boots would be the sort of sacrificial lamb that I would just leave in the sand. But I realized if I just leaned back and kind of shimmied like a drunk person getting onto a bar stool, I could lift my legs out of the sand little by little by little. The only sort of impediment was that my dog was looking at me like, this is a fun game. I just don't know how to play it.
She wriggled her way out on solid ground. She collects her dog, drives home, and realizes she feels okay.
Now, listen again.
Kendra and her husband and their two kids moved back to Boston, and it wasn't going great for her. She's a teacher, but hadn't found a teaching job yet, so she did odd jobs. A little thing at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. She worked as an usher for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which, can I say, these are like the kind of Boston-specific jobs you would give a character who moved to Boston in a bad movie.
Like, the only thing I wasn't doing is, like, selling foam fingers at Fenway Park, and I made, like, very little money.
She was actually pretty depressed, just dragging herself through the motions of living, not looking forward to anything.
I would wake up in the morning and feel sort of irritated, like, oh, this again. I went to work and I would put a smile on my face, but I oftentimes would not hear anything anyone said to me.
So she's 4 months into this new downer of her life, and she gets off work, and it's April, one of the first bright sunny days after a long dark winter. And she's excited to take her dog Skylar to Wollaston Beach near her house on this pretty day.
We started walking. I let her off leash because she really wanted to splash around, and she was just frolicking, and I saw her moving closer to the water, and I realized my feet were starting to sink. Then I was attempting to pull that foot out. And then my other foot started to sink, and I realized I was not hitting a hard bottom. There was no one to call or cry, and I'm not a tall woman. So, like, for me to start sinking, I was, like, practically up to my thighs in this muddy, sandy, watery mixture very quickly.
Very quickly, like, how quick?
I would say maybe the whole gravitational pull down into the sand was 30 seconds. It could have been 3 minutes for all I know, because time just slowed down.
As she struggled to yank her feet up, she realized the mud and sand and water formed a kind of seal around her boot, holding it down, making it too heavy to lift. She thought to herself, am I about to break a bone, pulling my leg out? Am I trapped? Quicksand, she thought. I'm in quicksand in Massachusetts. And apparently, when you find yourself sinking in quicksand, not on a tropical island or a jungle, not when you're poking around some ancient ruins, raiding the lost tombs of dead pharaohs in an old movie, but when it happens, just like a 10-minute drive from your own house, on a beach in Quincy, Massachusetts, 9 minutes from one Dunkin' Donuts and 8 minutes from another, the thought that inevitably goes through your head in that situation is, seriously? Her cell phone was in the car. The beach was deserted, except for her dog, who was romping around happily. No one to save her. And then this thing happened. Kendra says she's somebody who usually has a hard time expressing it when she's angry. But now, this wave of pure rage shot through her. Rage and outrage. Just erupting.
I was so, like, you know what? Like, I can't freaking believe, like, this is how my day is gonna go. Like, no, you are not gonna ruin my day, sand.
And with that burst of Hulk-like fury, she moves into action. She's like, quicksand? No problem. I will embrace the ridiculous awfulness of the situation, and I will make something happen right now. And she starts squirming around this way and that.
I started to lean backwards. And at that point, when I leaned back, I was still sinking, but I was hoping that I could sort of just wiggle out of my boots, and that my boots would be the sort of sacrificial lamb that I would just leave in the sand. But I realized if I just leaned back and kind of shimmied like a drunk person getting onto a bar stool, I could lift my legs out of the sand little by little by little. The only sort of impediment was that my dog was looking at me like, this is a fun game. I just don't know how to play it.
She wriggled her way out on solid ground. She collects her dog, drives home, and realizes she feels okay.
That is the end of part 3.